Good evening, kiddos. It's Wednesday night. I'm Mr. Cummings, and that means it's First Catechism night. And here to help me is Benjamin Bear. Yay, Benjamin Bear. He's very excited. Are you excited? Yes. All right. He loves First Catechism night. Okay. So our question tonight is question 38. And the question is, how sinful are you by nature? And the answer is, say it with me, I am corrupt in every part of my being. I am corrupt in every part of my being. What does that mean? Yeah, I know it's a hard one, huh? Yeah, trying to figure it out. Corrupt means that something isn't the way it should be. We had some apple trees in my yard growing up, and they produced these gnarly-looking little apples that you couldn't really eat. They weren't really too good. And you're kind of wondering, but the tree looked pretty good, but the apples didn't look so great. So we cut down the trees, and when we cut down the trees, we found out that the inside of the trees were all rotten. So while they kind of looked good on the outside, they were corrupt, that is, not good on the inside, and they made fruit that wasn't really good to eat. People are the same way. We might look okay on the outside. In other words, maybe we sound like we're good, or we do that. Maybe we looks like we are good people or we're nice people. But the fact is, every single person in the whole world is corrupt. We are inside not the way we should be. We are sinners. Remember, Adam and Eve sinned, and so we are sinners. The scripture says in the book of Romans, which is a letter written to the church at Rome by the Apostle Paul. And if you remember, apostle means somebody who's sent. So Paul was sent by God to different groups of Christians and to non-Christians to share the gospel. And he's writing a letter to the Romans. And in that letter, he says in chapter 3, verse 10, no one is righteous, not even one. And that, what is righteous? Righteous means always doing the things you should do, never doing the things you shouldn't do. Who was righteous? Well, Jesus. Jesus was righteous. Jesus is righteous. When he was here on earth, he did everything he should do, and he never did anything he shouldn't do. And why did he do it? Because he loved God the Father, and he loved other people like he loved himself. He was the way God wants us all to be. Unfortunately, no one is righteous, not even one, because of Adam and Eve. So we are corrupt. I am corrupt. You are corrupt. What does that mean? It means I do the things I shouldn't do, and I don't do the things I should do. You're the same way. You do the things you shouldn't do, and you don't do the things you should do. But guess what? I need a Savior. And my Savior is Jesus. You need a Savior, and your Savior is Jesus. That's right. It's really good news. Because the bad news is, we are corrupt. So we don't deserve to be forgiven. We don't deserve to go to heaven. But because Jesus is our Savior, he has paid for our sin, and he has made us new. So that is the good news. So thanks for being with me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much that even though we are corrupt and that we are not righteous, that you sent us Jesus as a Savior. We pray tonight that you would open our hearts and minds to the fact that Jesus is our Savior, and that we would share that good news about Jesus with all our friends and family who do not know him. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, kiddos, so as you're laying down in your beds tonight, remember that even though you don't do the things you should do, and you do the things you shouldn't do, Jesus died for you, and he is your Savior, and you are safe with him. If you have any questions, politely ask your parents to send me an email. My email address is on the screen. I'll be happy to reply. It's been great talking to you tonight, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.